Heidelberg Catechism Curriculum for Families, Unit 54, Lord's Day 52, Question and Answers 127 through 129. What is the sixth petition? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment, and besides our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, assail us without ceasing, be pleased to preserve and strengthen us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may make firm stand against them and not be overcome in this spiritual warfare until finally complete victory is ours. How do you close this prayer? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That is, all this we ask of you, because as our King, having power over all things, you are willing and able to give us all good, and that thereby not we, but your holy name may be glorified forever. And what is the meaning of the word Amen? Amen means, so shall it truly and surely be, for my prayer is much more certainly heard of God than I feel in my heart that I desire these things of Him. And our two main points. The Christian life is a war against the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we have no chance to survive it without God's help. Second, God wants us to acknowledge our own weak faith, doubts, and hypocrisy, and He wants us to know that He hears us and will answer us anyway. And for our young children, I am not strong enough to please God on my own, so I need to ask Him to help me every day. We've come here to the end of the Heidelberg Catechism, and of course the end of this Heidelberg Catechism Curriculum for Families. This is the final unit, Unit 54, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for allowing me into your homes and allowing me to think through with you the basic teachings of the Bible as summarized in the Catechism. It's my prayer that it will have been edifying for you, a good exercise for you and your family or your church family, and I hope that the unity and truth that we have together will continue to grow and grow and express itself among us. Well, in this last section, we again come to grips with the fact that the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, is very real. It is not abstract, unapproachable, fake, but it's given to us who live the real Christian life in the real world. And the words of the Catechism are just fascinating in the answer to question 127. We are so weak, we cannot stand for a moment, and besides, our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, assail us without ceasing. I mean, isn't that true? That's the reality of the Christian life. That's our first main point. The Christian life is a war against the ungodly world, against our own sinful flesh, and against the devil. And we have no chance to survive it without God's help. And for that reason, we are pleading with Him in the Lord's Prayer to lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from all evil. We know that the Christian life is full of temptation. And if you don't sense temptation any at all in your life, it's probably because you're not really reading the law of God. You're not really thinking about God's holy character, so that you're not even recognizing the ways in which you're tempted and probably compromising without even thinking about it. This life is a war. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, merely, really, is what he's saying, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This world is a war between the good and glorious God who rules all things and all of his enemies. And we have to fight this. We sense this. We sense our own spiritual lethargy and laziness. We sense our desire to compromise and to lose heart and to doubt and to reject. This is the reality of the world. And it is a war and it's a battle. And we are desperately in need of the strength of God to sustain us so that we don't become a casualty of this war. Look at our second main point. This I love too. It's a great close to the Catechism itself. God wants us to acknowledge our own weak faith, doubts, and hypocrisy, and He wants us to know that He hears us and will answer us anyway. And any Christian who's honest will admit that if they really think about their faith and they really wrestle with being obedient to God in prayer, one of the dynamics in the Christian life is that they will have doubts. And that when they are praying, they will even think about how their prayers are not really as heartfelt and meaningful as they should be. And that when they are asking, yes, they believe, but they struggle with unbelief. And how do I know that I'm not just saying all these things and praying all these things because my parents taught me to, or the community in which I was born into believed these things? How do I know that I'm not just doing it because I'm listening to this Heidelberg Catechism curriculum for families and it's leading me this way? Well, listen, when you say amen at the end of the prayer, amen means let it be true, or so shall it truly and surely be. For my prayer is much more certainly heard of God than I feel in my heart that I desire these things of Him. Because it's true that even your saying this prayer thoughtfully means that you have the seed, right, of belief that these things are true. And when you call out to Him, He sees you in all of your weakness and inconsistency and doubt and sin and hypocrisy. He wants you to go ahead and acknowledge that as part of your prayer and know that He hears you and answers you anyway. Because He is the one who's even brought you to the point where you are by His grace. And you wouldn't be praying these things. You wouldn't be meaning these things, even if it's ever so small and your faith is ever so weak, if He had not given you that faith by His grace. And Satan tries to attack us, not just by his own temptations and by the ungodliness of the world, but he tries to use our own weakness and frailties of our faith to get us to doubt that God is strong enough to answer us anyway. And the Catechism reminds us, when we say amen in our prayers, what we are saying is, this will be true because God has put this prayer on my lips, and He will answer us according to His power and His goodness. That is the confidence that we may have when we come before Him in prayer, even though we don't deserve it, even though we are inconsistent and hypocritical and full of doubts. Pray in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18, which we are memorizing. On all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. Praying in the Spirit just means to pray in accordance with the Spirit's will, which is revealed in His Word, for example, according to the model prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray in the Spirit, meaning pray also for the things that the Spirit wants us to pray for. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Let this model prayer be a spur and encouragement to us to pray like Jesus wants us to pray and for the things that He wants us to pray for. Because in our acknowledging that we need these things, He will certainly answer us according to His grace and His power. Tell your children, I am not strong enough to please God on my own, so I need to ask God to help me to honor Him every day. Our churches.